Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I look at your account, your name and address?
Ralph Oyagi, 468 Depot Road, Huntington Station, New York, 11746.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I still pulling up your information. Yes, I'm still trying to pull up your information and place you on another brief hold. Okay, so I located your account with the Bite Hub, me calling in regarding a fraud issue. Do you remember back on, this was on February 9th, sir, entering into a sleep stage to receive an iPad?
I get messages like that all the time on my phone. And I always put stop on it because it's all a lot of nonsense. But I keep getting the call. I can't unsubscribe from it. It's harassment naturally. I get sometimes 3-4 times a week these offers for iPads from Verizon or other. You know, they use big names to offer these things, and I, you know, I just I didn't sign up to pay for anything that's $49.
Okay, so yes, sir. It was for a sweepstakes entry for the iPad, sir, but it's also to remain in the contest. It's for a fitness trainer app. It's an app that gives you healthy recipes regarding losing weight, but it is offered at a recurring billing of $59.89.
I'm not. No.
Did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No.
Anyone that lives in your household, sir?
No.
Do you remember paying the entry fee for it back in February?
No.
Okay. So we can go ahead and start the fraud investigation here on the account. And any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or fine. But for the February and March transaction, you should receive the refund in 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification of the cancellation and the refund.
Okay. I wanted to say that there's also another charge in March 2nd.
Yes, sir. I see it's March and February.
Trainer Gadgets, is that the same people?
That is correct, sir. Is your email your first name, last name at gmail.com?
First name, last name at gmail.com, yeah. And this one was for $24.99. I thought it was because it's a different phone
number.
Wait,
I'm sorry. You said $24.99?
Yeah, that was the second one. Starbuy?
That's on a
Trainer Gadgets?
No, sir. That is on a different phone number. I have to give you that number to dial. These transactions was $59.89 and $49.89.
I don't have no $59.80 on my
statement. That was processed on March 11th.
No. These people are ripping me off.
Okay, so for those transactions, are you looking at a billing statement or are you looking at the extra charge?
I'm looking at a billing statement.
Yes, sir. So the March statement probably won't show up until your April come out, but it has already been refunded because the charge was processed on March 11th. But for the $24.99 transaction, I have to give you a different number to call on that one, and let me know when you're ready for it.
Because
we don't service the product.
They have a phone number on here, 855-443-4101 in Ohio.
I have to verify. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. So I have to look up to see if that's the correct number.
I didn't even know about the $59 charge.
Yeah, the number for the... It's 855-207-1119.
All right, so this is a different thing. So, all right, this is fraud for what? So, I mean, for, I mean,
Evo, why? For that charge, is Evo Fitness Training. But for this charge, it was for the bite hub, sir.
You mean every different charge has a different fraud number?
Well, those two have the same number for the 4989 and 5989. And the number I'm going to give you, that's a different company versus ours, sir.
All
right. So I had to give you their number to call them.
Okay. Give me a...
So
you,
their number is 8.
Go ahead. 8 what?
855-207-1119.
All right. And you can't transfer me over there.
No, sir, I cannot.
All right, but do you know what the company that I'm referring to? That,
yes, sir. It's called Evo Trainer App.
No, it's this one says Starbody.
Right, that's probably the billing company for it, sir. You have to call that number, and they'll be able to assist with that charge.
Okay.
Is there anything else on my end I can assist you with?
I don't know. Should I just call the credit card company and get another card?
Well, just let them know the refund has been processed.
Excuse me?
That's up to your discretion, sir. Just let them know that you still have refunds coming so they can be on the lookout for it, sir.
So I should wait for the refunds, then?
I advise you to.
Good. All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.